It's Sunday, October 8th, 2023. This is going to be an extremely important transmission. You're about to get tomorrow's news today. Stay with us.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
For 2 years, I've started the show with air raid sirens. I've been on air 29 years, never did that. Because I told you, war's coming in the Middle East, war's coming in Europe, Eastern Europe, Russia, war's coming in Asia. These are the times of world war. World War III has already begun. There are powerful multinational financial forces who are openly funding and manipulating all of this. They're not in control of all the groups, but they are setting the stage, setting the components, the atmosphere for what you're witnessing. Hundreds, probably thousands of dead Israelis, probably thousands of dead Palestinians. They say hundreds of dead on each side, thousands wounded. They're saying hundreds, at least, Israeli captives held hostage, taken back to the Gaza Strip by Hamas. But as I told you yesterday, as it was unfolding in the emergency Saturday broadcast, Hezbollah is behind it, and now Hamas has said that Iran was the main backer and basically directed the attacks. Wall Street Journal: Hamas says attacks on Israel were backed by Iran. Hamas spokesperson says Iran gave the main support for surprise attack on Israel. Israel blames Iran for Hamas attack. That's the Jerusalem Post, the Atlantic, a message from Iran. The Israeli-Hamas war, no matter who loses, Iran wins. Okay, let's not be emotional about this. It's terrible to see the men and women and children being slaughtered. It's terrible to see civilian casualties. And I unequivocally repudiate what Hamas and Hezbollah have done. That said, we're not children here. People don't tune in here to get a bunch of bull. You tune in to get the real skinny. Now, as soon as this happened, I already knew the main players. When I woke up at 5 a.m. yesterday and began reporting on this, we're now just a day into this giant, unprecedented, second-largest sneak attack on Israel in its 70-plus-year history. But I made a lot of phone calls to people that have worked for the CIA, for the Department of Defense, and others, including some that work in this building, and they agreed with me, actually asked their opinion, and they told me their opinion before I even went on air, that this was Iran mainly behind it, and a lot of other key points. Now, there are scores of former Israeli intelligence agency individuals who were in Shin Bet, Mossad, Israeli military intelligence, who've gone public saying there's no way Israel had this big an intelligence failure. Tens of thousands of Hamas, Hezbollah-backed troops going in. Now more than 7,000 missiles fired in 24 hours. Armored vehicles, trucks, motorcycles going in, bulldozers, and hours and hours and hours before any main Israeli forces were moved into the area to block it. When they know the main threat comes out of the Gaza Strip, they knew there was massive movement. They knew there was huge preparation. They have spies embedded throughout that area of the Middle East and throughout areas that they don't hold, what the Palestinians call occupied Palestine. So the first big takeaway is you can bet your bottom dollar those in Israeli stand down. And whereas we're sad for those that were killed and we repudiate what Hamas has done, it's really disgusting, we're not going to sit here and be idiots. Israel's leadership stood down and took this attack because now Netanyahu will get his dictatorship. That's just the facts. Now there's a lot of other big pieces we'll break down on the other side.
Yeah. Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
On corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Now, if people want to be emotional and you want to be shallow and you want to be ill-informed, this is not going to be the broadcast for you. It is Sunday, October 8th, 2023. We are live from the Austin, Texas studios. We'll be here for 4 hours broadcasting worldwide tonight. Hope you share the links to everybody you know and those you don't know. Your email list, text messages, and every other way you can. That's how we punch through the globalist censorship, Berlin Wall, electronic Berlin Wall. Okay, let me just give you the summation up front of what's going on. For sure, undoubted, absolute fact. Can't argue with it. It's overwhelming. And then I'm going to drill through all the evidence. I tend to go through all the evidence. That takes hours, and then give you the answer at the end. I'm going to tell you what's going on. I'm sure a lot of you are going to agree with you, agree with me. Some of you are not going to agree, but here's the facts. Here's the reality. This is disgusting tribal religious war. War is horrible. I repudiate what Hamas, run by Hezbollah, has done, and Israel is going to flatten the Gaza Strip, and Israel's going nowhere with thousands of nuclear weapons. And our hearts go out, I know mine do, and the crews do, to the men, women, and children that have been killed needlessly, senselessly, have been taken into captivity. That said, I don't like some of the indiscriminate bombing that's also been disgusting that we've seen by Israel against the Gaza Strip. But this is sectarian war going on for 70-plus years and thousands of years ago before that. The Jews have kicked the Greeks out, the Romans out, everybody else out for 3,000 years from that area. They've lived in peace many times with the Arabs. That's good, but that's not what's going on. That's the historic reality. Now, let's pull back from this. Here's the facts, and there are countless army intelligence, you name it, individuals, journalists in their new incarnation or saying there's no way that the Mossad and that Shin Bet, the internal security force of the Israelis, who have literally tens of thousands of spies in the Gaza Strip, there's over 2.5 million people, did not know there was an attack coming now with 7,000 missiles. Now they're saying 20,000 men and women, trucks, motorcycles, hang gliders, light aircraft, drones being prepared to launch. I mean, the United States knew months before Russia was building up troops about to go into Ukraine a year and a half ago, and the Pentagon was accurate. They said, we believe they're about to invade. I saw the buildup months before in October, 3 months before, and I said, 4 months before, and I said, I believe they'll invade by the end of February, because that's when they have a month left before it unfreezes and the tanks can't go through all the mud. And they invaded on October 24th, 2022. So it's easy to call all this. So here's the bottom line, and it's not about demonizing the Israeli government. It's not about demonizing Benjamin Netanyahu, though he's very unpopular and as he's setting up the judicial reform that's very police state-ish, just like we see happening here. But it's just a fact, okay? And so you ask, how was he elected the leader of Israel? Same way Justin Trudeau is. It's a parliamentary system, so you can get 30% of the vote, and roughly, depending on the parliamentary setup, and still be the president or prime minister. So that's what's going on. So, yes, this does help Benjamin Netanyahu cement power, expand power, unify the government behind him. I'm not saying he's behind the attack. I'm not saying he's a villain in this. I'm saying these are the pieces I'm about to lay out before I give you the bottom line. And there's no debating this bottom line. We'll open the phones up in the second hour. We'll do it tomorrow as well. But, I mean, anybody that's informed can't really disagree with this. There was a intelligence, military, police stand down. This was not a failure. 9/11 was not a failure. That was a massive stand down, and that came out in congressional reports, even though it was a whitewash. So there's your big piece of the jigsaw puzzle. Now you add on to it. What happened a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago? A instant withdrawal from a snap withdrawal from Afghanistan, disregarding Trump and the Pentagon's plan to phase out over a year. They pull out in 1 week, and the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, / ISIS got over $7 billion in modern weapons, anti-tank missiles, anti-aircraft missiles, anti-aircraft batteries, millions of M4s, you know, modern M16s, millions of other munitions, grenades, mines. I mean, why would you do that? They could have flown it all out. You notice the Israelis, we have the videos, I sent them to you, pulling out F-16s out of air bases that are about to be overrun, pulling back their tanks till they get more forces there. The Israelis didn't hand this over as much as they could stand. Some stuff got overrun. Some stuff got taken. So we have $7 billion. $7 billion of high-tech equipment left in Afghanistan. And now Al-Qaeda, Taliban says they're going to get safe patches through Iraq to go into Israel and now attack Israel from its eastern flank. I've got that in the Associated Press. And I don't just believe AP. I went and checked. This is being announced by the Arab News and the Persian News out of Iran. So Israel stands down. You have $7 billion at least in high-tech weapons handed over to the jihadis. And then it gets worse. We have all the different videos, and we'll show you one of these right now. There's dozens of these, and it's hitting the news now, of the jihadis and Hezbollah. Hezbollah funded Hamas with American and Western-made M4s. And other U.S. government-issued standard sidearms. And there's footage of just piles of thousands of these weapons, including saws, medium machine guns, heavy machine guns, being handed out in the second wave of the invasion by Hamas, again funded by Hezbollah, the Iranians. And now we have Hamas and Hezbollah bragging that they bought on the black market not just the machine guns, not just the rocket launchers, not just the hand grenades, but drones and anti-tank missiles and anti-aircraft missiles on the black market out of Ukraine. And you can say, well, I don't believe Hezbollah or Hamas. Okay, well, why did Biden give $7-plus billion of high-tech equipment, many helicopters, jets, you name it, to the Taliban? Because if you can't evacuate, you know what the standard thing is. If you're given an order, pull out in 1 week, and they could have gotten those aircraft and things out. But if you can't, what do? You blow it up. You sabotage it. You burn it to the ground. Your base is being overrun. You got to evacuate. You destroy the heavy equipment, and you burn the files. You smash the computers. You burn it. At least $7 billion, and that's on the low end. Some estimates are $20 billion or more. So we have Ukraine supplying weapons via that black hole. You have Afghanistan via what Biden did supplying the weapons, and then it gets worse. You have the Israelis stand down, and then it gets worse. What's the cherry on top? There's a lot of little nuts and things and whipped cream we're going to add here. What is it? Who gave Iran last month $6 billion of their frozen assets. And then the Ayatollah told Lester Holt, I have the clip. We didn't say we'd use this for humanitarian. We'll use this for whatever we want. So Biden gives them $6 billion a month ago. Biden gives them $7 billion in weapons. A bunch of weapons come out of Ukraine, U.S. NATO weapons. Israel stands down. Want me to keep going here for you? So then you say, well, who's behind it? Well, all of the defense agencies, all the bureaucracies, whether it's the Pentagon or whether it's NATO or whether it's Israel or whether it's Hezbollah, whether it's Hamas, all of these groups are going to get more funding, more control out of the conflict. The leadership of all these countries is the same, basically. They don't care if a bunch of people get killed because war is the health of the state, to quote many historians. War is the health of a corrupt, out-of-control Napoleonic or Hitlerian state. So those are the facts. Israel stood down. Not their people, not their average cop or average soldier or even average intelligence agent. But the higher-ups guaranteed got the reports and starting to come out. There was a buildup. And Netanyahu, this is key, has called this Israel's Pearl Harbor. Boy, isn't that perfect. I'm no fan of Imperial Japan in 1941. I'm no fan of them expanding and doing horrible slaughters of Filipinos and Chinese and others and marching our troops on death marches. But I can also sit back and say it came out in congressional testimony. It came out from the admirals before they died that they knew the attack was coming within a few days. They knew about the Japanese fleet. They knew about submarines that had already been captured the day before and that morning before the attack. Running into reefs and things. They didn't have all the good sonar and things back then. They were capturing Japanese attack subs, midget subs, the day before and the day of. They knew it was happening. They had the aircraft carriers out to sea so they wouldn't be hit. The old obsolete battleships, they let them hit. Because they had to get Americans that were against the war into the war. And Churchill wrote about that in his memoirs. So it doesn't mean the Japanese are good. It doesn't mean Hitler was good. It means that the West knew the attacks were coming and let the attack happen. And so, yes, just like they knew 9/11 was happening bare minimum and let that take place. And so this is the specifics again of what we've seen in history repeat over and over and over and over again. Now, let's pull back to a million feet here. And let's look at the big picture of BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street that control 87-88% of the world's money. And that we're coming to the end of the old dollar hegemony and new central bank digital currencies are coming out and they want global controls and they want an excuse for surveillance and they want rationing of food and they want to train you the good times are over. But if they do that and they admit they're behind it, like they do in their white papers, the WEF and UN, you will remove them. You won't follow their orders. But if there's wars in Eastern Europe, in the Middle East, China has already basically started a war in the South China Sea, 1,000 miles away from their coast, taking islands and attacking and people in the Philippines. That climate will then help them bring in what they thought World War I and World War II would be, a totally empowered United Nations in complete control. I mean, I got to say, the footage of the hang gliders coming into the rave where the early morning folks are still dancing on ecstasy and meth. And then here come the, I mean, this is like something out of the old Cobra cartoons in the 80s when Cobra would do the same thing with motorized hang gliders. Cobra, Cobra. I mean, this is just out of control. And of course, that's the next big piece of this. You know that if you are Hamas or you're Hezbollah, that if you give a family $10,000 a year, their son or daughter will fight on the front lines for that money and probably be killed. If you give them $500,000 or less, they will suicide bomb tomorrow. You give the Palestinian families, grandmas, you give it to, here's $500,000, sweetheart. Her firstborn son, guaranteed, and his little brother will go blow themselves up at Israeli checkpoint tomorrow. So $6 billion gets given to Hezbollah, that's the Iranian group worldwide. They're serious, folks. They're not putting the Muslims down. The Arabs have a lot of courage, but they're usually get real emotional and aren't very well coordinated. The Persians are some of the best military people in the world. They're very smart. And that's who our Pentagon and other people have been really concerned about. And as soon as I saw this, I said, it'll be Hezbollah. And it was Hezbollah. Hezbollah trained them. They gave them the money. And then when the $6 billion came in, how many people can you give $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 to? That's usually on the high end. 100 grand, most people will blow themselves up in the Middle East. You do it for your family. You'll blow yourself up, they got 100 grand. So they videotape it while they do it. They get even more if it gets a lot of attention. Sometimes suicide bombers get $5, $10 million if they're a big cause celeb. They're rock stars in the Muslim world, whether you're in India, whether you're in Malaysia, whether you're in Iraq, whether you're in Syria, whether you're in the Gaza Strip, whether you're in the Golan Heights, wherever you're at, you blow yourself up killing infidels, particularly Jews, you get big money. So here's $6 billion, and a month later, they've now got the suicide money. Guys, do the math. Let's say conservatively 10,000 suicide soldiers on suicide missions attacked. They're now saying it's 20,000. How many times does 10,000 divide into, let's say they gave them half the money for suicide squads, the other half for weapons, or this helped them replenish the money they'd already spent? Let me see. How many times does 10,000 divide into 6 billion? How many times does 10,000 divide into 6 billion or 5 point whatever, almost 6 billion? A lot. So what you saw is the money gets paid. It goes in the account. You usually get it after, but I bet they got paid before. They're living in the worst squalor, in the worst. They say the Gaza Strip is the worst place in the world. And then, boom, here comes the suicide army. So you want to keep giving you the knowledge? And I'm not bragging here. It's very frustrating. No other show is going to have this depth, this understanding of every perspective. I just instinctively tell the truth right away. I didn't do all this background yesterday. I said Hezbollah and Iran's behind this through Hamas. And people are like, well, Jones, it's actually, they say it's Hamas. Yeah, the media says. So if you pay 10,000 men and women, mainly men, how much did I say divided into what? Just turn your mic on. All right, so 6 billion divided by 10,000. I gotta wear my glasses. My eyes used to be perfect, 2015 vision. Now they're not that good, so I can't read the screen over there. So yeah, if you divide 10,000 people out of 6 billion, they got $600,000 apiece. How much did I say the high end is on the high average is for them? 500,000 for a suicide bomber. You can look it up. A suicide mission. This was a suicide mission. What'd they come up with? 600,000. But let's say they only spent half of it on the suicide payments. So that's $300,000. In fact, I bet it comes out that those suicide soldiers, mark your words, were paid $300,000 apiece. See, that's real intelligence, not having some CIA credential or Mossad credential, but studying constantly, knowing world history, tracking what's going on, understanding. They admit they pay these people big money to do it. It came out of Iran. And so some people that hate Israel are going to say, why are you being pro-Iran? Stating the facts that Israel clearly stood down, stating the facts that Iran is involved. I'm not with the Israelis. I'm not with the Iranians. I'm not with any of these groups. I'm with the truth. Because only understanding how this works, only understanding how this goes on, only understanding how these manipulations take place is going to let us transcend this idiocy. The Pentagon's going to get record funding. The domestic police state for the American people is going to get expanded. Europe's going to expand its tyranny. The weapon manufacturers make more money. Iran's going to look more powerful. It's going to get more control in the area. The Hamas leadership's going to get more funding and power. Their people are going to get killed. They don't care. Their mothers will take $100,000 for their son to go blow themselves up. Some do it for nothing. On average, a few $100,000. Now you know where that $6 billion went. buying the weapons that our government let them get in Afghanistan and in Ukraine. Those are facts, 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 facts. Those are reality points. So it's not as easy as just saying Israelis good, Hamas bad, or Hamas good, Israelis bad. It's not, see, that's easy and mindless, isn't it? You can see the dead Israelis and they don't deserve to die and they kidnap women and children. It's terrible. But let's pull back and ask, who at the highest levels allowed all these weapons and all this money to be transferred? We know Joe Biden, meaning Barack Obama and the globalists. And then you tune into MSNBC and CNN. They are attacking Benjamin Netanyahu, saying he is getting powerful out of this and even telling the truth that he stood down because it's internal fighting in these globalist groups. And then you've got them saying, oh, Hezbollah and Hamas really had a reason to do this. You've got a, I've got the videos. You want to see them? MSNBC reporter criticizes Israel, claims Hamas attacks deserve context. Liberals all over the U.S. praising and celebrating what Hamas has done via Hezbollah's funding. And then it gets worse. We've had tens of millions come in the last 2.5 years under O'Biden. And they reported thousands a day from Middle Eastern countries, almost all military-aged men. The Iranians are serious business, and they do have sleeper cells right in the town where I live. And they've got them in your city and your town, too. And they're ready to blow up the power stations. They're ready to attack the police stations. They're ready to attack the synagogues. They're ready to poison the water supplies. They're ready to kill you. And then when they attack, Biden won't get in trouble, or whoever they put in. It'll be, oh, we got to take all your liberties. Oh, intelligence failure. We're sorry. And I think you'll be so upset because Hezbollah attacks a bunch of U.S. cities. Or they'll do it through a cutout group so they'll get the blame. And then that'll give the globalists even more power, just like Benjamin Netanyahu did. So I'm talking about the end result of what this does, no matter what, quote, team you're on. I'm on team reality. I'm on team don't be a chump. I'm on a team million-foot view, but I can also zoom in to one-inch view, point-blank range. So we're going to lay all this out today and where it's going, but then there's the other big takeaway. Going back 20, 30 years ago, the Israeli government really started accelerating the arming of their citizens everywhere, but more and more they brought in people out of Europe and other areas that don't want guns, and so it's reported that less than a third of the households had weapons. If you're living right up against 2.5 million people want to kill your ass and there's a fence blocking them, you are insane if you don't live in a house with foot-thick walls and if you don't have every damn weapon you can get your hands on. Like, you attack us here at this office, we got armed people here that are trained security guards, and almost all of us are carrying a gun. So you might get some of us, but we're going to get you too. You're not going to be dragging us out by our hair while, you know, off to some torture camp. So that's the lesson here too, is that these jihadis target groups that they know are disarmed, are not heavily armed. So this is serious. We'll talk about what comes after all this next, because you tune in for tomorrow's news today, don't you? We'll talk about it all here today. Then on this one subject, it's a huge subject, we'll open the phones up in the second hour tonight. I'm Alex Jones. The coordinates of freedom is Infowars.com and Bandoff Video. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is the Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second Great Renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
Hey, everybody. Rodney Outbrand here. I want to thank Alex Jones and InfoWars for offering scholarships to River University. Maybe you're watching InfoWars today and you don't know what to do with the problems that we faced in the world today. You've been through COVID-19, 2019, 20, 21, 22, 23. But here at River University, not only do we show you what the problem is, but we show you how to deal with it. Come, a full three-year bachelor degree will train you up in ministry, government, worship, that you can go out and actually bring about a transformation in the earth today. We have graduates going all over the world, from the Arctic to the Outback, and right here, this is what we do. We specialize in training people and equipping them for transformation, and that's what you'll do. So scan the QR code right now or go to riveruniversity.org and get the free scholarship offered to you by InfoWars.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Fortunetando vulnera, sivira tibus ocelis, fortum amici vulnera, sutra imprevenis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The biggest banks, the biggest investment firms in the world are cutting off the fertilizer. They're cutting off the food and water. And they're funding wars and conflicts at a level never before seen in the history of civilization. They're building an angrier world that Klaus Schwab, the WEF, talked about. So I'm pulling back and looking at the big picture here. What comes next, not just in Israel, but around the world, what does this signify? Why did Jack Posobiec did a great job in the last 6 months predicting all this? So did a lot of other people like Mike Cernovich and myself. Because you can see what's going on. The Pentagon didn't give $7 billion of weapons to the Taliban / Al-Qaeda for no reason. They don't give them billions a month still for no reason. They didn't allow all these weapons out of Ukraine for no reason. Israel didn't stand down for no reason. Biden didn't give $6 billion to Iran for no reason. The border's not wide open in the U.S. for no reason. In the Texas sector, thousands of Muslims, thousands of Middle Easterners, sometimes a week being caught. That's in the local news. Military-age men, real sleeper cells, real Hezbollah. This is Hezbollah. Hezbollah. Hezbollah's behind this. Hezbollah was given $6 billion by Joe Biden last month. Hezbollah. The Iranian special ops They're plainclothes sleeper cells. They're infiltrators. And when they attack us, and they will, that's the deal the left has with them, Iran will get a few of its cities hit, but we'll have all our rights taken. And the mullahs will be put more firmly in power because of the conflict with the West. There's sick backroom deals going on. And Donald Trump warned of it a month ago, saying this $6 billion will be used for suicide bombers to fund them. And you just saw giant suicide army slam into southern Israel, central Israel, and now they're attacking from the north. So all the fools that want to blow up Israel and think it's all just a simple one-dimensional thing, we're all walking into Armageddon here. And whether you're a Palestinian or whether you're an Israeli or whether you're a Ukrainian or a Russian or American or Taiwanese or Chinese, it hurts the people, but it helps the new world order for their global destabilization to bring in their planetary rule, their one world currencies, their total police state controls. Did our government get in trouble for allowing 9/11 to happen, bare minimum? No, they got incredible power and funding. And now they admit Homeland Security is for Trump supporters and Christians and Catholics and conservatives. And they're getting ready to do it again. And they just did it in Israel. So the people of Israel need to march and demonstrate and need to demand to know who stood down. And they need to have the whistleblowers go public and expose it because they're already starting to go public. You had an army preparing all these equipment, all these weapons, all these missiles, running around like army ants everywhere. They had their satellites. They had their data collection. They had their surveillance. They had their on-the-ground spies. And now you've got Hezbollah and Hamas demonstrators in Florida and New York and California celebrating in the streets because they got the green light from Biden to do this. The globalists want a worldwide crisis. Here's John Bowne's latest report. Just went live at man.video. It's also on Infowars.com. Need to share it. Biden's Iranian handout threatens national security. Think so? Here it is.
A beast in the Middle East has been unleashed as a spokesperson for Hamas declared that Operation Al-Aqsa Flood had begun and that they had decided to, quote, put an end to all the crimes of the occupation of Israel. Their time for rampaging without being held accountable is over. 5,000 rockets were then fired in a first strike within 20 minutes, landing as far as Jerusalem, as Hamas soldiers flooded into Israel, taking hostages and murdering civilians as they went door to door.
As we speak, Palestinian gunmen are inside Israeli cities and towns, something we have never before seen on this scale, and they are fighting running gun battles against Israeli ground forces. Hamas, the major Palestinian militant group that controls Gaza, says they have taken Israelis hostage and they have taken them back inside of Gaza.
Deep state military industrial complex puppet administration's quest to start wars all over the world has hit a new milestone.
As far as intelligence is concerned, you know, certainly the CIA and other intelligence services around the globe are going to be providing the Israelis whatever information they might be able to uncover about external support, whether or not Iran was actually involved in this, as well as any indications about where these hostages may be held or what's going on there.
In a move to outdo the criminal neglect waged on our military and the foreign policy nightmare that launched Joe Biden's presidency in Afghanistan, and to unravel President Trump's historic Abraham Accords that brought peace to the Middle East, Joe Biden's Secretary of State authorized the inevitable massacre in Israel.
On the anniversary of 9/11, the Biden White House just struck a deal with Iran to do a prisoner swap and release $6 billion in frozen Iranian funds. They're going to swap five U.S. prisoners for five Iranian prisoners. Your reaction to this breaking news?
Remember Biden, Obama, the $1.2 billion in cash we sent to Iran in cash. And what did it get us? They didn't change their policy. And now we're sending even more money. Remember, this is a nation that has done recent maritime operations in the Persian Gulf with Russia, with China, and now Iran. Their attitude hasn't changed. Their conduct hasn't changed. This is outrageous. This has got to stop. This administration is nuts.
The one thing I'll say, having formerly been the hostage negotiator for the United States, I'm glad to see those Americans getting home to their families, and God bless them. It's not their fault that the Biden administration cut such a bad deal and couldn't negotiate their way out of a paper bag with the Iranians, but giving the Iranians $6 billion to then invest that in their nuclear program, their ballistic missile program, and their terrorist proxies, whether it's Khatib Hezbollah in Iraq or Lebanon or Hamas in Gaza or the Houthis in Yemen, is a bad idea.
Meanwhile, as the American border is overrun, we've known for over a decade that the Lebanese Hezbollah network, an arm of Iranian terror, has positioned itself in Mexico with a massive arms stockpile.
It was 2002 when a trial here at the federal courthouse revealed there was a cell of Hezbollah terrorists operating in Charlotte. It was shocking then. Even more surprising now, the terrorism officials say Hezbollah is still here.
Are you currently investigating Hezbollah cells in North Carolina?
Yes.
At this very moment, establishing cells within the United States in lockstep with their Mexican cartel allies.
This is Mark. He grew up in South Austin. Normal suburbia, he calls it. Went to college, waited tables, and in his 20s, he ran drugs for one of the oldest, largest, most profitable drug cartels in Mexico. A dangerous occupation that earned him a salary of $10,000 a week.
How does a Mexican drug cartel blend in Austin?
I mean, do I look like what they look like?
Meanwhile, Iran's parliament chants, death to Israel, death to America. A horrific but obvious outcome made possible by the billions of taxpayer dollars handed over to the Iranian regime by a Biden administration that has become a danger to worldwide stability. John Bowne reporting.
All right, that report's live at band.video and infowars.com. Okay, so let's talk facts here. What's the next layer of this, or the inner circle of it? Russia has won the war in Ukraine. Ukraine has totally collapsed. China has encircled Taiwan, is doing drills daily to invade, has expanded 1,000 miles out from their coast in the Philippines, the south, the Spratly Islands, and others, the north. And they are saying they may invade imminently. This is all a distraction from what's happening in Ukraine. But the big issue is, why was $7 million of weapons given to the Taliban that made its way there? Bye bye. Why was $6 billion given a month ago exactly to them? Why is this not even being picked up more by the media? What is the larger picture? Why is this being done? Because clearly the WEF has had a new talking point, not just one of their members. I saw a compilation video a few days ago that I meant to play on Friday, I didn't get to, where it showed more than eight of the WEF leaders saying, we've used COVID to set up our world government. We've used global warming, man-made global warming as a pretext. Now we're going to cut the water off and say that. But also they can use Islamic terror. So they just recharge the batteries of Shias and Sunnis. And that makes up 95% of the Muslim world. 80% are Sunnis. Close to it. Close to 20% are Shiite. There's a few percentage points that are Alawites and other groups that aren't involved in all this, the Kurds. And other groups, but that's what they're setting up. And so you're like, well, why would the government allow this to happen? Because when Hezbollah and Hamas, that are deeply allied with the Democratic Party and with Antifa and with AOC and with the squad, Ilhan Omar and the rest of them, who are all basically praising this right now, when they attack, folks, it'll be you that loses your freedoms. It'll be you that gets spied on. Remember what came out last week? 12-plus senior former and current FBI agents said, we're being trained. The main threat is Trump supporters, Christians and Catholics, homeschoolers, people protesting critical race theory at school board meetings. And we think it's dangerous and out of control. Remember all that this week? So they set up the police state grid to counter Russia in the Cold War. It was always for us. They expanded it to fight, quote, radical Islam. It was always for us, the American people. And now they publicly say the main focus is the American people. The most dangerous thing is white supremacists. even though it's an extremely rare event. And now the border is wide open, bringing these people in mass. And Newsweek talks about the enemy within, FBI targets, Trump supporters, as the 2024 election nears. Yes, the enemy is people that walked in between the velvet ropes on January 6th. And the main focus of Homeland Security and the DHS is prosecuting thousands and thousands, over 5,000 people right now, including Owen Schroyer, our reporter, that tried to stop people going in the building, about to serve 2 months in federal prison on the 24th of this month. He'll be in prison for free speech. The judge said, for his free speech, said it in the sentencing. He said, you still, last month, public document, you put the transcript out, you still last month said the election was stolen. You are going to prison for the misdemeanor of being on the Capitol grounds when we had a permit to be there for the stage, trying to get people to that stage. So Owen Schroyer now has a criminal record, no criminal record before. In high school, he worked with mentally retarded children through Catholic Charities. The guy's Mr. America, Mr. Boy Scout. He gets to go to jail. But all the criminals pouring across the southern border, the military-age men, 90% of them are military-age men, they're just fine. That's our bankrupt government, because when Hezbollah and Hamas attack, they got tens of thousands, conservatively, probably 100,000, people that have already been paid when they get the cell phone order to go car bomb or suicide bomb or shoot people or poison a water supply or take hostages. They aren't going to wait. They are going to scream Allah Akbar, and they're going to go attack us, and then we're going to get to see Homeland Security pose as a savior. Disgusting. Barack Obama, Biden, the Democratic Party, the leadership of the Justice Department, the FBI, they are to blame for leaving us wide open. They are to blame for giving $6 billion to Iran. They are to blame for giving $7 billion to the Taliban of weapons. They are to blame for pumping all the weapons into Ukraine and Fast and Furious before that, we know, went to ISIS. That was the Attorney General under Obama, Eric Holder. They run the same play. Remember, it came out in government documents that Obama got hundreds of millions in U.S. taxpayer money to try to fund that jihad that took over our ally, the Egyptian government. They blew up hundreds of churches, killed hundreds of thousands of Christians and others. And then the Egyptians were able to kick the CIA out and take control of their government again. They want jihadis in control of the governments. They don't want Middle Eastern countries to have hotels and tourist meccas. And no, they want radical jihadis in control because they need that threat. They don't run the jihadis. They fund them. They protect them. They open the door to them. Yeah. Obama promised $800 million in aid to the Arab Spring, and he did it. Reuters. Folks, you can write down everything I say, and you can look it up, and it's true. Okay? I have a small margin of error. And a lot of times people say, well, they're saying it's Hamas yesterday. People are in the comments on InfoWars after the live show. We archived it. They said, look at Jones saying it's Hezbollah. This guy has no understanding. It's Hamas. Can he read the news? Today, Hamas says the attacks on Israel were backed mainly by Iran. Wall Street Journal. Hamas spokesperson says Iran gave support to surprise attack on Israel. Israel blames Iran for Hamas attack. A message from Iran. See that? This is tomorrow's news today. I'm not sitting around watching the NFL. I'm not sitting around playing tiddlywinks. All I do is study this. All I do is look at this. And I'm telling you, it's crystal clear now. They're going to use the environmental fearmonger to cut off the energy. They're going to devalue the dollar. They're going to bring in all these people, Cloward and Piven, to break the social welfare net and the social contract. And then they're going to allow Islamic forces to launch massive terror attacks across Europe, across the UK, across the United States, across Canada, and there won't be put two and two together. Our governments let them in. Our governments armed them. Our governments are hijacked and waging war against us. And yes, I'm sad for the Israelis that were killed, and I denounce Hamas and Hezbollah, and I denounce those, Biden and others, that gave them the money and gave them the weapons through Ukraine and through Afghanistan. And I don't know exactly who's guilty in Israel because I'm not involved in that internal war in Israel. 60% of Jews on average don't like Netanyahu. They don't like the judicial reforms they say is a tyranny. It doesn't look like freedom to me, and they use the Jews as guinea pigs. So I stand with the people of Israel, and I want a better life for the people that are in the Gaza Strip and other places. I want peace, but I'm pulling back looking at the big picture. Why did Israel stand down? That's guaranteed it happened. Why did our government give $7 billion in weapons to Taliban? Why did they give $6 billion to Iran last month? Why did they pump all the weapons to Ukraine? Why did they ship them via Fast and Furious to ISIS? Because it's a replay of the same thing. Our government funds Al-Qaeda slash ISIS. They attack Syria, and then we ally with Al-Qaeda, and so did Israel, to attack Syria and Assad when they did nothing and try to remove them. And Netanyahu was involved in that, and so was Obama before it, and Trump and Vladimir Putin put a stop to it, because Trump wants peace. So whether you're Netanyahu or his opposition, they're just as bad in the leadership, or whether you're O'Biden, or whether you're NATO, and Stoltenberg, and all of them are the same crisis creators. They get power out of the hysteria. How did Hitler become a dictator? Burning up his own government building, the Reichstag, on February 27, 1933. It's the same tricks, the same playbooks. I hate the German government. The corrupt globalists they've got in there. I hate our corrupt government. It's not our government. And I don't like what the Israeli government's doing either. And I don't like what the Iranian government's doing. I don't like these governments. Because they got the same dirty Machiavellian playbooks they use over and over and over and over. And it gets worse. Now for this. Biden knows that Russia's won the war. Biden knows Americans are tired of the hundreds of billions we've sent to Ukraine while our cities rot and our veterans commit suicide. While the average American goes bankrupt, 60-something percent are hand-to-mouth right now. Overhead shot, please. Look at this. Biden may ask Congress for $100 billion Ukraine aid package because he knows support's waning. So instead of getting $267 million a week, he wants $100 billion for the next year up front. Biden sent request $100 billion. Putin's being misquoted. I actually watched the clip. They're saying he says the war will be over in a week. Putin said the war could be over in a week if the funding's cut. And Trump knows that too. Hamas surprise attack, a historic failure for Israel. Nope, they knew it was coming. Via compartmentalization, 99% of the Jews didn't know it was coming. But the leadership knew. And Israel's been basically in a soft civil war. Not going along with the being guinea pigs, not going along with losing their rights and becoming a governmental plutocracy, oligarchy. And so now the Jews are going to get in line, aren't they? Now they're going to kill the Arabs and Palestinians. Now they're going to get in line. Now they're not going to protest and crash with riot police. Now they're going to learn their lesson. Just like Americans in 9/11, when they let the Islamists be involved and the globalists were involved as well, attack us. And then the same thing's about to be done here. Mark my words, very soon, Islamists are going to hit Europe, they're going to hit Israel more, they're going to hit the United States, they're going to hit Canada, and in all these countries, the intelligence agencies and the security apparatus is going to use that to take more of our freedoms and legitimize the police state they've set up that's for us. Hamas is the same parasitic group. Hezbollah acts just the same as the Israeli leadership, and as the EU leadership, and as our leadership. They're all the sick, satanic brain people. They can be Arab, they can be Jew, they can be German. These sick politicians act the same, and they use crises over and over again to scare us into submission. And because the virus didn't make us bow, and because the fake global warming didn't make us bow, and cutting off the food didn't make us bow, and all the open border, no, now it's going to be Islamic Jihad. Tomorrow's news today, you just watch. And their plans to take us off the air so we can't tell you what's going on. So let me talk about that. We got incredible products you need right now. If you want to continue to hear this show and you want to continue to hear us fight, you see how much attack we're under. We need your prayer, we need your word of mouth, and we need you to buy products that will blow you away at InfoWarsStore.com. We've extended the trifecta sale, the biggest of the year, until tomorrow. It's got to stop. But I'm almost out of all the other products. I don't have a new sale. But we're going to run out of it, so I need to go ahead and sell the rest we've got at full price. But I need funds in right now. 40% off DNA Force Plus. 40% off Real Red Pill Plus, 40% off Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula. The turmeric formula is 95% curcuminoid. You know what that does to clean your blood out, your joints, and your brain, and what it does for your body? All the experts say it's the answer. We got the strongest one out there. DNA Force Plus, PQQ, CoQ10, all these other incredible things that make your clean out your cells, make your telomeres last longer, energize your DNA. Real Red Pill Plus, oh my gosh, all these trace elements, all these things, all the preglinone, just all of it, you will feel it. It is so powerful. 40% off when you get all three together, 25% off individually. We've got the turmeric toothpaste, the charcoal toothpaste, the coral calcium toothpaste that rebuilds your teeth, all the essential oils added, the very best toothpaste out there designed by my father, an oral surgeon and dentist. That's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. A little bit of Super Female Vitality left, Super Male sold out. Females, the same formula, it's for men, just different label. That funds the operation. And my new book. I've been signing these babies and getting them ready. You can get signed copies that are fundraisers, limited edition, or get unsigned right now at InfoWarsStore.com of The Great Awakening. We can't ship it till the 20th. That's only 12 days away, but it's in our warehouse, and it's way thicker. And the last book was great, all about the globalists and how evil they are and the total proof of their operation. This is all their latest operations and who they are and how to stop them, and then the alternate world we can build together. It's amazing. Get The Great Awakening, signed or unsigned, at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And sold out for months and months, all three of InfoWars Platinum products, private labeled, three national bestsellers by a major pharmaceutical company that also makes supplements, HGH Max Boost, 1776 Testosterone Boost, Pain MD, all discounted, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. All of these will enrich you. Go try them. Go make a straight donation at InfoWarsStore.com. Up at the top it says support. Make a one-time. Sign up for auto donate. Canceling time for free. Whatever you do, sign up for auto ship. Additional 10% off your next order. Patriot points. InfoWarsStore.com. All right. I'm going to hit more news, more information, give the number out. Hour number two is coming up in 2 minutes. Tell everybody you know, tune in now. Now, do it. You're the Paul Revere. You're the resistance. You are the unstoppable force.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include PQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts, carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Bodies Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah. leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
People don't tune in here for BS.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's simple in the final equation. Complex when you drill into all of it, but it just proves it all. 100%. The globalist agenda's in trouble. I remember a few years ago, the EU had a bunch of states wanting to leave, and they said, if you leave, that'll mean war. Meaning they'll start a war. They'll start a war with Russia. They'll do whatever they have to. So, this is for first-time callers. Unless you're a former caller that's military. I also want to put to the head of the line, anybody calling in from the Gaza Strip, anybody calling in from Israel, anybody calling in from the Golan Heights, anybody calling in from Syria, anybody calling in from the Middle East. In fact, maybe I should just at first only take calls to see if they can get through. Let's do that. I changed my mind live on air. We're going to open the phones up first, and callers, you're really good about this. Don't call in or they'll fill the lines up and we can't get to people that want to call in. The first round of calls, we'll probably just get three or four, I would imagine. That's usually what happens. I say, oh, I want Australian callers, get three or four. Or I want German callers, two or three. Or I want British callers, full lines. I want Canadian callers, full lines, because the big audience is there. But Russian callers, you know, one or two calls. French callers, a couple calls. Italian callers, Japanese callers. We get calls every time. I want to hear from people in the Middle East, people in Israel, people in what you call occupied Palestine. I want to hear from you. Okay? So call your country code and then 877-789-2539. Your country code and then 877-789-ALEX. Some phone systems overseas won't call a toll-free number, so country code 512-646-1776. Country code 512-646-1776. 1776 or 877-789-2539. And I'll skip some of the breaks. I don't skip our local breaks for our stations, but I'll skip the network breaks. We lose money, but that's fine. At the end of the day, these shows are too important. Any show could be our last. I got the globals breathing down my neck here, but I've got a job to tell the truth about what's going on. It isn't about being an Arab or a Jew or a German or a Christian or a Muslim or a Buddhist or a Hindu or an agnostic or gay or straight or black or white. It's about really studying it. And so somebody's saying the pieces of what's going on. And you cannot, what hits me is you cannot deny that the West just armed radical Islam or Orthodox Islam. You can't deny they've given Iran all this. You can't deny they gave the Taliban all this. You can't deny Israel knew this was coming. You can't deny they gave all these U.S. weapons we see being used, against the Israelis. You can't deny this will make Netanyahu more powerful so he has the motive. You just can't deny it. People, well, who's the villain, Hamas or Netanyahu? It's bigger than that, folks. You are being a slave if you continue to think about this. Who let the Islamics do this? They knew they were building up. There's no way. And we know who gave them the weapons, our criminal government. And I got to say, I've seen CNN and MSNBC attack Netanyahu and say he stands to gain. And why did he let this happen? So maybe they control people in his government. We know half the government he doesn't control. Maybe it's, I don't know. I mean, I don't know the specifics. And that's why it has to be investigated. It has to be debated. It has to be discussed. But there are scores of former intelligence operatives from Israel, who are well-known, whose curricula vitae is known, who did work for these intelligence agencies, Israeli military intelligence, Shin Bet, Mossad, saying there is no way with the satellites and all the digital stuff that they capture and their human intelligence on the ground, they didn't know this was going down. That is absolutely a fact. And notice they're saying, oh, it's the worst failure ever, they're incompetent. Well, then remove them from office. And I'm not saying even remove from office. I'm saying if that was the case, they would be removed for ineptitude. But that didn't happen on 9/11 here. And when Hezbollah and Hamas attacked the United States or Europe, you watch. We'll lose freedoms. Nothing will happen to them. Yeah, the fighters given suicide money, they'll all be dead. They're just giving orders. But who's giving the orders? I'm sick of this crap. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
With all the craziness in the world, the collapsing borders, the war with Russia, the insanity, the currency devaluations, the economy going crazy, you are crazy, in my view, if you don't get high-quality, storable food and water filtration and self-defense. Now, we're not selling guns and ammo. That's for you to go out and get for yourself and learn how to use if you haven't. And I'm preaching to the choir on that. But a lot of people got plenty of guns, but they don't have enough storable food or water filtration. This is something you need now. And we've got it in the food department and in the high-quality water filtration department. The highest quality food, the best water filtration at the lowest prices you're going to find and still get quality. InfoWarsStore.com is running a special right now for 10% off on all storable food and on water and air filtration. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot beat this deal. Our prices are already the lowest. At 10% off, it's an insane deal for a limited time. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get prepared while you still can.
Beacon of truth in a world of deception. It's Alex Jones.
All right, listen. It's the middle of the night in the Middle East. I had said we're just going to take calls from the Middle East. And normally we do that on my weekday show. We get it because it's nighttime over there. It's the middle of the night now. And if you call in from the Middle East, you go to the head of the line. But we're going to open the phones up just for callers in general. On, you heard my analysis the last hour. What we broke down. The clear Israeli stand down. $7 billion given to the Taliban of U.S. weapons. $6 billion last month to Iran. Iran now bragging they're behind the attacks. All these Islamists being allowed over our borders. Where do you think this is all going? What do you make of what I've said? What's your take on it? What's your view? Open phones for everybody. First-time callers, though. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. And if your country code won't work with a toll-free number, country code dial, then 512-646-1776, and we will go to your calls here on this live Sunday broadcast. But this is a big deal. You can say, I don't care about Israel. I don't care about the Palestinians. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it going on. I'm tired of these wars. So am I. But the fact that the Western governments empowered and funded all of this is a big, big deal that needs to be discussed. And we need to talk about it. And we need to focus on it because the war has exploded in Eastern Europe on the border of Russia, Central Eastern Europe. China's moving against Taiwan. Now this is exploding there. Why would our government pull out and give $7 million to the Taliban of weapons? Why would Biden give all that money to Hezbollah and the Iranians? What's the master plan? Where is this going? It strengthens the military-industrial complex. It strengthens all these governments taking our rights and our freedoms. What should be done about it? 877-789-2539. We got loaded phone lines. We got to go through and get your name and get ready to go to you and where you're calling from. So we're going to be going to you here in just a few minutes. But it was Obama that funded the Arab Spring with billions of dollars, hundreds of millions to Egypt to overthrow our ally and put jihadis in that blew up churches by the hundreds and set up a police state. And the Egyptians were able to remove that Western coup. Why are Western governments removing secular governments and putting in Islamic dictatorships? That's the larger plan. Why is that happening? Hamas surprise attack, historic failure for Israel. Intelligence services, yeah, right. And then you have all the dramatic footage of what's happened, and the Israelis are still trying to repel and kick out the tens of thousands of suicide troops funded by Hamas through Hezbollah that have poured in. Israel's having attacks in the north as well. This whole thing is breaking down very, very quickly. And here's the headline. U.S. left behind 7 billion of military equipment in Afghanistan. After 2021 withdrew, Pentagon report says at least $7 billion. Then we've got this whole angle. We're being slaughtered. Israelis cry for help as Hamas militants break their homes. Turns out most of them weren't armed. A lot of these are liberals from around the world, people that never owned guns, Russia, the U.S. moving there. What are you doing just a mile away from 2.5 million people in the Golan Heights in the north or in the Gaza Strip in the south that want to kill you and you don't own a gun? Horrible images of people being kidnapped, being drug away. This is the reality of what is unfolding. Meanwhile, we have Democrat Socialists of America host rally in Times Square, support of Hamas attacks in Israel. And then we still have some debate about whether Iran is involved. Iran has the real organizational skill. They're bragging. They were quarterbacking the operation. They're quarterbacking bringing the infiltrators, the sleeper cells, across our open border thousands a week, according to the Border Patrol, always a month, tens of thousands of Islamic military-age men from the Middle East coming in to the United States. Okay, we're going to go to your phone calls right now. Anonymous is in FEMA Region 5. We'll go to you in a moment. Mark in California, we'll go to you as well. But first, Tove in Ontario has relatives in the Israeli Defense Force. What are you hearing from your relatives in the Israeli military?
Well, my sister, actually, Alex, was in the IDF during the first Gulf War. And she's in contact with people there. And they said it's way worse. The people are being slaughtered, and a lot of them still believe that it was a surprise attack. When I saw it, I knew it was BS. I could tell that Biden, when he was talking about it, he normally says use restraint, right? This time he's all for the war. I believe this is going to escalate. They're going to go after Iran. And this is the beginning, or this is going to head to World War III.
Well, you know, in the 70s, Israel founded Hamas to be a counterbalance to Iran, but now it basically works with Iran. So I think it's hard to tell what's currently happening, but absolutely, Israel is one of the most high-tech countries in the world, massive electronic surveillance, massive human intelligence, massive research going on. How could they not know this was building up right on their border?
They absolutely knew it was building up. They just kept it quiet. I believe they facilitated it. As both of us know, as all the info warriors know, that this goes way above the government. This is their need to usher in, like you said, the surveillance state, or burn us all down. There's nothing that's going to be more effective to get rid of 90% of the population than a thermonuclear war, right?
Absolutely. Any other observations?
Well, I just want people to wake up and not buy into this, that it was an organic, just spontaneous attack. Here's another point I've got. My mother and I went to go see a movie called Golda about a month ago, and that was about the 73 war. And again, they said it was a big surprise. Come on. But the whole idea of that, I believe, was sort of a predictive program.
Absolutely, because it turned out with that war and also with Pearl Harbor that Netanyahu was comparing to, they knew. The Israelis knew, and we're not saying the Arabs are good because they did it. We're just simply saying Israel knew about that. It came out, and that's when they were ready, and so did the U.S. during Pearl Harbor. We're not defending the Japanese doing it. We're just saying our government knew that, so they're pretty damn guilty, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And the other thing was watching the fraud Fox News or any of them, they talk about how a drone dropped a grenade into a Merkava tank. Come on, like this didn't happen before. This is set up. This is all set up.
I was about to say, since when is an aircraft and weapons just laying around with nobody guarding them?
No, this is planted. This is absolutely planted. This whole thing stinks to high heaven.
And again, we're not saying the average soldier was involved. They just give them different orders.
No. And the fact, if you look at the Netanyahu, if you look at, you even said this, 9/11, I'm old enough, I'm older than you. I remember him being on TV when they asked about 9/11. He starts saying, oh, no, it was a good thing. No, I mean, it was really bad. And then the whole thing with the shots, they're into this globalist or whoever knows really deep. They want this so bad.
All right, thank you, Tove. All right, we're going to go to more calls when we come back. We're going to go quickly to your calls. When we return, we're going to go to Anonymous in FEMA Region 5 on Islamic assassins, U.S., Canada, and Europe. And, of course, the government won't get in trouble and let them attack us. They'll get more power. That's really the big takeaway here. And then we'll go to Mark, and we'll go to Steve, and we'll go to James and Jordan and Ferris and everybody else. I'm going to go bam, bam, bam. We're not going to skip the break after this, but we'll skip the last break of the hour. And then we've got Sunday Live, 2 hours live as well, 6 to 8 p.m., with only 6 minutes ads an hour, to take your phone calls and give analysis as well. We've still got 2 hours and 45 minutes left tonight. The truth's getting talked about here. Tell everybody you know, tune in now. That's how we reach new people. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. I just want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com, and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all of you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We're going to Jordan in California. I'm moving through your calls quickly. This just broke. Associated Press. The U.S. will send a carrier strike group to the Eastern Mediterranean in support of Israel, obviously for potential attack on Iran or perhaps even into the Palestinian-held areas. So a lot of big developments happening fast. Jordan in California, you were in Israel last month. Jordan, give us your observations.
Hi, Alex. First-time caller. I was there with a prominent group with a private tour, and I noticed a lot of breaches in security and a lot of laxed attitudes about the Arabs, and I saw a lot of weakness, and I asked about the nuclear power station in Tel Aviv. I said, how come it's not surrounded? How come it's not protected? It just seemed like it was very exposed, and one of the security officers told me they were very disappointed that there's this woke attitude in Israel. These liberal Jews, their kids are in the army and they're very weak. They're not the same kind of soldiers that they had in the 70s. These are, you know, it's a different breed of.
Well, yeah, it's the same problem everywhere.
Yeah, well, it was very apparent there. And I have a friend in a bunker right now, and she told me there's literally rapings going on in the streets.
Oh, that's all confirmed, and it's much worse. And the media is saying that's all confirmed. Tens of thousands have taken over large areas. You heard me give a wide spectrum analysis. What do you think?
I think the Chinese are involved because they control the ports there and they've got interest in all the high technology. Israel kind of sold out to China. And China controls Iran and even controls Russia. So I think they're behind all this as well.
China's the big mover here. And then why do you think Biden, who's sold, controlled by China, and his son is giving all these weapons to the Islamists? I mean, that is, he should be impeached right now. Instead of.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And also, Alex, I thought it was $86 billion in war.
No, I agree. It's at least the infrastructure, all of it that we built, they're saying is $80
billion.
CNN's number is 7. I agree. It's much higher. Go ahead.
$86 billion. And that's all coming down in there. And how Hamas did this, there's no way they did this without anybody.
Well, that's just,
no
I
way.
Mean, I study it because it's so interesting, but you sound like you know a lot too. The Arabs on average are not that organized. The Iranians are. This looked Iranian the minute I saw it.
The other thing is, if you look at who's actually coming across those wires, those aren't necessarily, they're not Palestinians. Those were Egyptians. They had afro. They have afros. Those are not.
I saw that. A lot of the people taking hostages were black.
They're black. They have afros. That's who they sent in. And those glide planes. They don't have those there. I mean, those are. You never see those in Israel. So I just don't know how this whole thing got away from everybody. But the average Israeli trooper there is they're liberal Jews and they're weak, unfortunately. And I'm a Zionist. I'm a Jew. And you know, I remember we had tank commanders stay at our house during the 73 war. Our family bought a tank, and we had the tank crew stay at our house one summer. We got to meet them, and these were tough guys. Tough guy. I was 10 years old, 11 years old. And the soldiers you see now, and it's also Sodom and Gomorrah. It's also Sodom and Gomorrah over there. A rave? that's unbelievable.
Well, is that not biblical to have men coming down in powered hang gliders attacking and killing people while the Israelis party?
Absolutely. I'm just in shock. And I have a lot of friends and family.
But I mean, look at the message. On the, quote, Sabbath or church day, they're out there partying.
It's unbelievable. It's Sodom and Gomorrah. And my friends here in L.A., we're disgusted with these Jews, with these liberal Jews, that all they want to do is shake their ass and party. And they're weak. They're weak. And you can't be surrounded by enemies like this and be weak. And those parents that were tough raised weak children.
All right, thank you for the call, Jordan. Very powerful information. We got to move quick here, buddy. By the way, Owen's coming in the next 2 hours, so everybody that's on hold then, we'll get to you. But I think we'll get to all these callers before that happens. But everybody else that calls in after these callers, you'll be on with Owen tonight. Huge audience tonight. Obviously, this is very dangerous. Who's up next here? Who's next in order? Guys, tell me who's next here. I got to get glasses. My eyes are going out. Mark in California, you're on the air. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, I would like to just plug the iodine. My wife's having inflammation issues, and it's really helped, so thank you for that. So I want to talk about Revelation chapter 12. It's Bible prophecy being fulfilled. It says war broke out in heaven, and Michael and his angels went forth to battle with the dragon, which could be interpreted as China, because they use the dragon in their symbology. And the angels fought, and the huge dragon was cast down, and the angel serpent, called the devil and Satan, came down to the earth. And but I'm skipping it several verses because I don't want to take too much time. But then he goes after the believers, and it says, and they have overcome by the means of the blood of the Lamb and by the utterance of their testimony, for they did not love and cling to life, even when he faced, even with faced with death and holding their life cheap till they had to die for the witnessing. So this is an all-out attack against Jews and Christians, with the FBI calling MAGAs terrorists. Most of them are Christians. And this attack, there was a false flag by our own government against Israelis. And,
all right, I appreciate your call. We're going to move quick now. Anonymous in FEMA Region 5, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex.
Go ahead.
So the Islamic Assassins, that's one of the oldest secret societies in the world, going back to the First Crusades when the Templars took Jerusalem. And the Assassins, Leo Zagami did a good episode on drugs and the Illuminati, and they brainwashed their members with cannabis and all sorts of drugs. Like today, they operate the same way today, creating the perfect suicide.
No, you're right. A lot of these Islamist fighters are on a bunch of drugs.
Yep, exactly. And I agree with your wide-spectrum analysis. I just want to add that the Vatican and Jesuit Pope Francis put in place a cardinal in Jerusalem a few days before this all happened. His name is Cardinal Pizzapala, some Italian name. He's the Knight of the Holy Sepulchre, too.
We'll look into that. Thank you. Paul in Florida, Palestinians protesting in Florida. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to talk about a couple of things real quick. Number one, the explosively formed penetrator that killed that Israeli tank, if that's real, that's a major problem. Number two, I just saw about 350 Palestinian protesters clashing with Israeli protesters in Tampa, Florida.
I didn't know that. Guys, look up a protest Florida Palestinians. Wow, so they just clashed with them.
Well, they were about to. It's on my Facebook page. I just uploaded.
Okay, what's your Facebook? What's your Facebook?
It's Doug Schnucksky. D-O-U-G-S-C-H-N-U-S-K-I.
Doug Schnucksky. And where do they clash with him? Where do they clash with him in Florida?
It was right in Tampa. I just moved here from Connecticut. And,
all right, hold on. I'm going to put you on hold. Tell the crew, because I missed part of it, where we find this, and we'll pull it up next segment. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us, InfoWars.com, band.video. The whole world's on fire.
When I tell you we have the ultimate bone broth, hands down, this is the most concentrated, high-quality bone broth there is. Concentrated chicken broth, patented, amazing. Then a huge dose of chaga mushroom, a massive dose of bee pollen, a gigantic dose of highest quality turmeric, and then it just gets crazier from there. It's about to sell out. We haven't had it in stock for years. This first new run is about to sell out. Get it discounted right now. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com and it funds our operation. And once you get addicted to it, once you get blown away by it, once you feel your joints and your energy, your stamina accelerate, then become a regular customer for Bone Broth, InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever you do, spread the word about InfoWars, about the live show, and about all the other great products, because these are great products that empower your life, plus they fund our operation. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. We're selling out Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off, about to sell out.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include PQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
My fellow patriots, the trifecta has not been in stock for years. Many of these products have been sold out for years, but we've not had all three of them at once together at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. This is your best opportunity at the lowest price to support the broadcast, but more importantly, experience DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. All three of these products are back in stock right now for a limited time at 40% off. It would take me an hour to tell you about what's in DNA Force Plus or Real Red Pill Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about these products, find out why they're so game-changing, and get yours today. DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, all three back in stock. It's the trifecta sale, 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on air. I didn't realize this was back this week. Thought it was next week. I come in this morning. It's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. Right to the top, folks. Right to the top with these 95% curcuminoid. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%. Some are maybe 10. The other strongest brands are 75%. This is 95%. Super concentrated. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Sold out for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
In Israel is a lot bigger than just Israel. China's moving in on the South China Sea and Taiwan. They're moving in all over the place. Our borders are wide open, but totally infiltrated. You've got the insanity going on in Ukraine. This is the season of destruction. Now, U.S. aircraft carrier strike groups moving into the area. War is already exploded. It's much worse than what you're hearing in the news in Israel. This is a big deal. All right. Were you guys able to get to Paul's
Facebook page because we were talking to Paul, and he said he was just in Tampa and saw a bunch of Palestinians and Jews clashing. Here's the footage right here. So, yeah, this is going on. And so thank you, Paul, for that tip. We'll get that video and air it coming up next hour with Owen Schroyer. Make a note for Owen to air that. This is powerful stuff, but I want to be able to get to your phone calls right now. We got the New York footage. We can B-roll all that and what's going on. This is powerful. Thanks for the tip, sir. Thank you, Paul. Owen will air that coming up start of the next hour. Okay, write a note, guys. We're going to do that. I told listeners we are. Let's go to Steve in South Carolina. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, three words. Problem, reaction, solution. Quoted from your friend David Icke, they create the problem, they get the reaction, and then they come in as the saviors. This is a total distraction from the destruction that Russia is wreaking on NATO. My gosh, there's been, 400,000 Ukrainians killed? And this is good against evil. Your 100% analysis is right, correct, to the T. I mean, they're leading us into total destruction. And if everybody would just go read Revelation 18 over and over and over, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come, for in 1 hour is she made desolate. And my interpretation of this chapter is we're going to see New York burn to the ground.
I agree with you. We're rolling some footage, a little bit of audio while you talk. Keep going. I mean, look, our government has opened us up for this. Thousands a week coming across the Texas border are military-age men from the Middle East. That is in the Border Patrol reports.
Yes. And China's coming over. Michael Young's reported 50, 100 Chinese nationals coming over a day. We don't know who these people are. And I mean, we're pretty much screwed. And people, I'll say
this. Defunding of the police, incredible crime exploding. It's all part of the, and you don't know what angle hit you. Millions dying from the shots. Yeah, this is the New World Order. This is the post-industrial world, an angrier world. Wreck society, tear it down, break it down. They're using every angle they can.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, people just, they've got to get back to the Word of God. There's Steve Quayle, how many times you had him on say, there is no political solution to a spiritual problem. We've got to get back to God. I pray for you and the InfoWars crew every day. People, we've got to get ready because, in my honestly humble opinion, I'm excited because we may be able to see Jesus Christ. I mean, that's exciting, but all of this death, all of this killing, all of this hate, I don't know. We just.
Well,
pray.
I'll say this, brother, and I appreciate your call, Steve. When I see this footage of North Africans, it was a large part of the group invading. They got paid hundreds of thousands apiece by Hezbollah. It's all coming out by Iran to come there and risk their lives to do this. They were given bounties. That's what the main security fence in the Gaza Strip is to stop the, quote, African migrants that also use it coming in. And so they brought in Islamicists out of Libya, other places, the same ones that went and murdered the Islamicists that weren't under globalist control, and they're now using them to bring them in. That is the bottom line. Thank you, Steve. All right, let's take calls, the order they receive. Steve in Tennessee says, what's the goal? What is the goal, Steve? Or what is the goal, James?
It's always been about globalism. I'm 28 years old. I've watched nothing my entire life but the rise of the police state and globalism, and they're all coming for us. No matter who we are, no matter how small you are, no matter how poor you are, rich you are, doesn't matter. They're all coming after us, sir.
I agree. I mean, look. Oh, Biden has to be impeached now. He gave them the tens of billions, and some say 80-something billion, but the conservative number is 7 billion. That's enough, the Pentagon report says, of weapons. He gave Iran 6 billion. They used it to pay for these suicide squads. Boom, done. Impeach Biden for this now.
Yes, sir. And like I said, I've watched my entire life, my freedoms being eroded, my country being raped. And it's like you said decades ago, they want 30, 40 million people dead, black uniforms, war, whole cities on fire. They want it all. They want our souls.
It's an assault, and they're going to break eggs to make their satanic omelet. Powerfully said. Thank you, James. I'm moving quick to get all of you here on air. Let's talk to Ferris in California. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex. First-time speaker. First of all, I just want to say I recently started to listen to you about 3-4 months ago. I mean, beforehand, I was a Bernie supporter, you know, AOC, all those people, and, you know, that's since changed. I'm a Christian, and I'm a Palestinian also, and I just want to say, like, how can people just be openly expressing and saying that, you know, the Palestinians, you know, whatever it is they're going through and the situation that's going on right now, that it's unjustified for them to rise up and all that stuff. And let me say, obviously, I'm not condoning, I'm not justifying killing innocent women, men, children, things like that. Frankly, to be honest, it's disrespectful that I feel like I have to preface that before anything I say. You know, I mean, there's been so much conflict and so much trouble that's been going on between the two of them, even leading up. You know, they get their water cut off. You know, there's a lot of discrimination, humiliation, you know, Palestinian children getting killed all the time. You know, these people, they're in a boiling pot and a pressure cooker. And
well, sir, I want to be 100% clear. You're born in the 70 years since this went on into the Gaza Strip. You're raised by your mother. You're told all this stuff. And then your family gets $100,000 for you to go suicide bomb. I get they believe they're doing the right thing. I'm saying it's a larger operation against humanity that's going on here.
Yeah, and I think you are right about that, and I'm with you. You know, I'm not for any of the suicide bombers or, you know, the terrorists, anything like that.
All I'm saying is this, listen to me. Look how the left is allied with this invasion and selling it as okay. I'm saying Netanyahu gets power out of it. The Israelis stood down. There should be an investigation. Whoever did it should be impeached, fired, removed. Biden needs to be removed for giving $7 billion weapons, $7 billion. That's the conservative number, not debated. I know it's 80-plus billion. But the point is $7 billion Pentagon admits for the subject of debate. Let's just, whether it's a billion or 100 billion, it's obviously more than, you know, it's a lot. And then $6 billion to Iran a month ago. They did this. Why did they do it? They knew Iran would do this. So I'm talking 35,000-foot view here. I appreciate your call. That's where I'm at here. All right, next up, Brian in North Carolina. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thank you for everything. I want to thank my wife for getting me to watch your show, okay? The reason why I'm calling is, remember Obama? And the planes, loads of money, him and Obama and Biden brought to Iran.
Yeah, they do it over and over again because they need somebody to fund destabilization. The Iranians do it. Sick.
Right. And the drone that just landed without a problem so they could take a look at it. That just teed me off. But that's all I got to say.
I hear you, brother, and it's very upsetting to watch all this happen. Play the audio of the rave here. Play it. While Cobra flies in, it's like right out of a G.I. Joe show from the 1980s. I mean, these Israelis are out there partying and stuff. They have no idea. They're like completely surrounded. and a whole bunch of liberals have moved in. They're saying like 2/3 didn't have guns. On the border with the Gaza Strip, you live next to 2+ million people who want to kill you, and you don't have a gun? Like, oh, we're protected. No, you're not. Look, they keep dancing as the shots are being fired and missiles at a distance. There's longer footage of this. It is crazy as they finally figure out a bunch of them got kidnapped, got killed. I mean, this is just disgusting. Carlos in Texas, thanks for holding her on the air.
Alex, I am from Bolivia. I was the first independent presidential candidate for the 2020 elections. And, of course, the Partidocracia didn't allow me to participate. But anyway, the thing is that Biden cannot win in 2024 They have to rig the elections. That's not going to be enough. They're letting 7 million people.
Yeah,
here.
We keep saying they got to have a big crisis to divert us. And that's what we've been saying. And here it is.
Right. And so since they're losing the war in Ukraine, they need to have a different war. And Netanyahu is low in the polls. 60% are opposing him, as I think you stated that too, and I read somewhere else. So Netanyahu is going to use this, and the Ayatollah proto-nuclear, I'm sure they have nuclear weapons now too. They are low in, internally, so everybody wants a war, and that's where we are going to. And we need to do something to stop this. It's humanicide against people, and I thank you for risking your life and being upfront talking about all this. Thank you so much. I'm passing by San Marcos. Maybe I'm going to be announcing at some point, but thank you so much. Keep on doing it. You're the great job.
Well, no, thank you. You sound like a really interesting fella, and I believe that you ran for president down in Bolivia. Do you have a website? Do you have a name? I mean, is there a place where people can find you?
Yeah, my name is Carlos Aliaga Uria, and I'm the first independent candidate that tried to run in the 2020 presidential elections in Bolivia without political parties, because from right and left.
Sure, what I'm saying is, do you have a Twitter account, or do you have where people find you?
Oh, I am in in Facebook, let's see. Okay, I'll give you my. Why not? I'll give you my email.
No, we're not doing email, but I appreciate you, brother. Thanks for calling. All right, Jay in Georgia. Jay, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome.
Alex Jones, man, God bless you, brother. Listen, I could talk about the end time eschatology of what I see going on in Israel with Ezekiel 38, Matthew 24, but I think from that 30,000 square foot view, what's really going on when, you know, you look at 9/11 and what did it bring to the United States? It brought forth the Patriot Act, which is what we see now, the full effect of that lockdown, that surveillance grid. You know, what I believe they're using this as like a Pearl Harbor 2.0 and 9/11. And out of that, yes, there's biblical things that are taking place that we see, but they're going to use this chaos when Israel strikes back, Alex. They're going to use this chaos to then make all of Israel the enemy of the world, which is going to bring in them to talk about the Abraham Accords, the peace deal that Jared Kushner and all of them. You look at all of the African nations who are coming under BRICS, but how are they going to bring that peace deal? So how are they going to bring that new Patriot Act at a global level? This is what the elite, I believe, are using for that very trigger in order to go ahead and together pull the Abraham Accords, the Abraham House. It's already been the Abu Dhabi, you know, the one world religion. And we could get into the end time eschatology, but just from a real time law, the only thing, Alex, that's ever kept Israel and the Palestinian state becoming, you know, that two state solution has been the law. Well, this would give them the opportunity through this chaos, through this unnecessary destruction. And we see all of the nations of the world coming against Israel. They're going to bring in this Abraham, this new world peace deal. And this is what I think they're setting all this up for, brother. I don't know what your thoughts are on that. We certainly pray for Israel. We need to pray for the Palestinian nation. We need to pray for America. This is a serious deal at the end of the day,
the Antichrist tries over and over again, but I believe the Bible says there's many Antichrists, but there's the one big one. I agree. They're trying this. They're setting the pattern up now. Whether this is it or whether it comes in 20 years or 100 years or 5 years or right now, we need to be ready for the return of Christ. Thank you so much, Jay. Let's talk to Bart in Florida. Bart, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call. I'm looking right at my screen right now. I'm talking about weapons that were intended for Ukraine are being sold or shipped to Iran, which we know is the proxy state.
Oh, it's all confirmed. It's U.S. weapons. That's confirmed.
Yeah, and I'm smelling an attempt to put us into martial law under the War Powers Act.
Oh, yeah, they get 10,000 Hezbollah, and there's at least that much here in the U.S. to go out and kill a bunch of people. We're in martial law, brother, and you know they'll use that martial law to disappear you and I. I just showed the documents. FBI says the main threat's the American people.
Yes, sir. The last thing I have to say, if everybody could go to Bart Fine on Rumble and BitChute and even ScrewTube. Thank you, Alex. It's been an honor.
God bless you, sir. Next caller, Chris in North Carolina. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Long-time fan.
God bless you.
I would like to know what Israel would think about doing when they find out after this war escalates that most of the weapons came from that Afghanistan withdrawal debacle.
We now know that. I mean, it's that in Ukraine.
You know, I think we should also just go straight to charges of treason against Biden for basically making a donation to a terrorist.
Well, that's what I was about to say. No one's saying this. Biden must be impeached for giving tens of billions of dollars in the Afghan withdrawal and $6 billion last month to Hezbollah, to the Iranians. They admit are running this. They now admit it. Wall Street Journal, you know, the Iranians are bragging. So there, boom. Why did our government do that? Because they want this destabilization, and I think we're so stupid we won't know it's them. And then when Hezbollah launches attacks, they might blame Trump supporters. They might use Hezbollah groups to do stuff. They'll claim they're Trump supporters.
Oh, definitely.
I'm telling you, it's on. This is just another sign. We've gone over the edge, brother. God bless you. Appreciate your call. We're moving quick to get to everybody as fast as we can. People I don't get to, Owen Schroyer is coming in for 2 hours to take your calls and cover the news Sunday Night Live, 6 to 8 p.m. Central. Harrison Smith, 8 a.m. tomorrow with American Journal, Infowars.com/show. Myself, 11 a.m. tomorrow. Big stuff this week. I'm leaving it at that. I keep telling you big stuff this week, and now this has happened. Let's go to Droopy Drew in Oklahoma. Droopy Drew, thanks for calling.
Hey, AJ, long time, first time. I feel that all of this is a distraction. You know, they lost in the Ukraine, and now they're, you know, bringing this up. And then everything happens over there a year before.
I agree. They end the COVID, introduce Ukraine. Ukraine and NATO's lost. Now they bring this in.
Yes, sir. So everything is about to come here. And I just want to let everybody know to get ready and, you know, be prepared. And please, please trust in the Lord.
I agree. Let me say something. 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago, I gave you the intel they were planning new COVID protocols, which they rolled out, but overall failed because we got ahead of it. If we go to city council, go to state houses, call Congress, call C-SPAN tomorrow, get Republican leaders to talk about it. Trump's already doing it, to point out when there's terror attacks by Hezbollah and by Hamas, they let them in. It's the globalists and Biden and the Democrats that are blamed. They might back off activating those cells if we get ahead of this. But we just sit here waiting for the obvious next attack. They're going to carry that out and use it for a police state here domestically.
Amen. Amen. I love you, brother.
I love you too, brother. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, that's the big takeaway tonight, folks. That's the big takeaway. It's not who's good and who's bad. It's the bigger picture of who's pulling this. All right, we're going to take a few final calls here. But I'm going to go ahead and talk about a sponsor that keeps us on air that are also great folks. Now, I agreed to do this a year ago because they're listeners, they're patriots, and they're amazing people. And when they agreed to do it, one of these guys owns a major company, and when he tried to do it, they shut it down. Then I said, let's just not do it. No. Took them a year to do this. It's very hard to break into this market. And and you know, George Washington funded a third of their war with Sam Adams selling beer and whiskey. Okay? So use responsibly. You're an adult, whole nine yards. I don't always drink, but when I do, I drink Conspiracy Bourbon, conspiracybourbon.com. So here it is. I'll probably host a little with Owen coming up because this is such a hot show tonight. This is important. Can we get a wider shot so people can see this, please? Maybe take that down. You see this? This is smooth Kentucky bourbon, made in Kentucky. You put a black light on this. It's got secret messages on it. These will be collector's items. They only produce 10,000 bottles of this. And I did it to fund the operation. I've had a lot of other big offers to do this. I didn't do it. But these guys are great. This is amazing. And this is just something you put on your shelf, you collect, you keep. I would bet my bottom dollar that this would be something that years from now you can sell for 5-10 times what you bought it for. But that's unprovable. That's in the future. But conspiracybourbon.com, there are 10,000 bottles of this, and this is a part of Americana. It funds the operation, conspiracybourbon.com. It is super smooth, amazing Kentucky whiskey. and it funds this operation, conspiracybourbon.com. Get yours today. All hell's going to break loose. Rumors of this month, 6 months ago came out, and they shut down our distributors, harassed everybody, tried to stop it. I mean, and so I was just like, wow. Because I said, yeah, you guys are great patriots. You got great Kentucky whiskey. You know, you're funding our operation. We'll do it. They went through hell to get this done. So who knows if it'll even be back after the first 10,000 bottles. We may just cut bait after this, but the folks that invested in this are sponsors, so we're going to get these 10,000 bottles out. These will probably go in a couple days, if I had to guess. This is something really special. It's amazing. You put a black light on this. I designed this. It's got all these little patriot messages on it. We'll have some closer shots for you. Maybe you guys can zoom in. I think let's do a document cam shot. We got that here. Here is the overhead shot of this. And you put a black light on that. It's got a lot of amazing information on it. ConspiracyBourbon.com. You notice that's all supposedly blacked out, redacted. It's not. This is something that is an incredible collector's item. This will probably go, I would guess, in the next week, conservatively. And I don't know with the attacks it's under, if it's even going to happen, because to have a license and sell this and deliver this in all 50 states is a Houdini operation when they found out that we were involved. So if you want this, this is your chance. They have it in their warehouse. It's ready to ship anywhere in the United States. If you want this one-of-a-kind operation of Americana conspiracy, American bourbon, you can go to conspiracybourbon.com. Can't get it at InfoWarsStore.com. Can't get it anywhere else. And obviously, again, you've got Anheuser-Busch and the left and all the rest of it. So I don't always drink whiskey. But when I do, I drink conspiracy bourbon. You know, that's a joke off of the whole Dos Equis thing. So imagine if we connected the Liberty Movement to this. You say, oh, that's evil. That's alcohol. Well, George Washington funded about a third or more of their operation with Sam Adams and with beer and whiskey. Most revolutionaries kidnap people and rob banks. George Washington knew that. He sold little American flags for the war effort, and they did it in France and the U.S. and everywhere, and they sold whiskey and beer. So I'm following the example of George Washington. Got a problem with it? That's just the way it is. Fine. The point is that drink responsibly. It's really a smooth, amazing whiskey. I'm really proud of it, and it is a very special bottle, a collector's item. Get your whiskey now at conspiracybourbon.com, and I would suspect they're going to, all hell's going to break loose tomorrow. This is going to sell out very, very quickly. So if you want to make sure you get it, now is the time at conspiracybourbon.com. Okay. This is too important of a show tonight. We've got loaded phone lines. So Owen will take second chair for the first 30 minutes, set him up right there. And then after that, after we get to some calls to cover all this, we will, I will hit the eject button and make the jump into hyperspace. So I'm about to fly out tomorrow morning on a very important mission you'll be hearing about in the next 48 hours. So a lot of big puzzle pieces moving right now. The enemy's got their operations. We've got our operations. So please pray for us. ConspiracyBourbon.com. Thank you all for your support. Following the footsteps of George Washington, following the revolution.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, Part 2 of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. That's why I want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and
water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com, and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's counter the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.